Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, all in favor to help Megan get revenge on her man Jeremy, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So you want revenge in the worst way we hear this morning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we just moved in together, my boyfriend and I.
Oh.
And, yeah, like, it's, you know, great. But, right. And so we're renting this house, and when we were looking, I kept, like, stressing out that, you know, we need to find a house with good energy, because that's, my, like, I'm really into all energy stuff, and my biggest fear is, like, moving into a haunted house. I saw Poltergeist way too young. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So the house we found is perfect, and I felt really safe in it until recently. I didn't know what's going on, okay? So our bedroom is right over the garage, and a couple nights in a row, we'd be lying down to go to bed, and then I'd hear the garage door open, and it was super creepy. And we're both in the house, so, like, no one else has access to our garage, and it just kept opening. And then sometimes it would open and then shut, and then open and then shut. So, like, every time this happened, I was on the verge of tears, like, shaking. And I would make Jeremy go down there and check it out. And every time he'd say that there's no reason why it should be opening. And by, like, the fifth time, I was like, we got to move, okay? Because this house is, like, clearly haunted, and
right.
I don't feel safe. I'm, like, drafting an email to our landlord to break the lease. And then all of a sudden, he busts out laughing and tells me that he's been opening the garage door just to freak me out.
Oh, my God!
That's absolutely unacceptable. I hate being scared, especially on purpose. I will haunt you right back.
So he had the remote for the garage underneath our pillow, and he was, like, in our room, and he was, like, pressing it randomly just to watch my reaction.
That's like, funny, but evil.
I know. It was horrible. And I was, like, totally freaked out. Turns out, you know, it's just my boyfriend, and, like, I have to get him back.
If the title fits. All right.
Yeah, if you can help me give him back, that will literally give me life.
We are here for you. We are here. Did you end up moving, or?
No.
Okay, so what we're going to do is gonna put 60 seconds on our show clock. You're going to try to coax your boyfriend into baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's on the radio, okay? It's going to be perfect. I promise you that. Text his friends, family, text your friends, and make sure they listen to Live 101.5 so that we really embarrass your boyfriend.
Oh, I'm on it.
You on it? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, up next, we're calling her man Jeremy. Embarrass him back with a cupcake call with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh,
okay, we're back with a cupcake call. Moments ago, we spoke to Megan, who wants to get revenge on her man because he made you think, Megan, that this house you moved into was haunted.
Yep.
What brought up this whole big joke and prank?
I mean, we've been together for 6 months, and he's definitely, like, you know, sarcastic and silly, but he just knows that I'm terrified of haunted houses. And for some reason, he just thought, you know, I was going to float his boat to completely scare the crap out of me.
God.
And so he decided to do it. So now I want to get even.
And we're talking, like, haunted houses, like Amityville horror haunted houses, not like the Halloween ones that you pay for.
Right, no, like house built on, you know, an Indian burial ground. I'm out, kind of.
Oh,
you know?
Nuh-uh. Some poltergeist-ish right there. All right, let's put 60 seconds on this clock. We're going to call your man. Did you text all his friends and family?
Oh, yeah. Group text is out.
Group text is out. Everybody's listening to hear this man embarrass himself to get him back. All right, we're just going to eavesdrop on the call. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi, honey. How are you?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm having, like, a day, and, oh, I was thinking about the other night, you know, how, like, you scared me and everything, and, like,
yeah.
And I'm, like, now I'm all, like, freaked out, and I know it was a joke, but, like, I haven't been able to, like, relax all day, and so, like, I kind of just want, like, my big, strong man to protect me. Can you please make me feel better? Please? I'll give you anything you want later if you just make me feel better.
Babe, I will when I come home. All right?
No. Can you do it now? I'm having anxiety.
I can't.
Woody, please, baby. You scare me so much. I need help.
I'll be a big,
please,
strong man when I get home. I promise.
No,
I know what you're
saying. No, now.
When I get home, I'm going to be a big, strong man. I'm going to rub your feet and toes. Who's my daddy, little girl?
No, a little more comfort for me. Little more.
I'm so sorry, baby. I know what you like.
Well, what are you going to do when you get here?
I'm going to touch your feet and your toes. I'm going to wrap you up like a little blanket.
And then what?
And then we're going to kiss you on your face.
Can you smoochy kiss on my face, too? I'm just wondering, because this has been so fun to listen in on.
You guys are cute.
Jeremy.
Who is this?
This is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio, and you've just been cupcake called.
Smoochie.
You're playing it now?
We're live on the radio right now. Yeah. Do you want to tell him why we have some revenge for him this morning, hon?
Oh, my God. You scared me half to death the last few weeks, and I wanted to move. So, you know what?
The
all
garage.
Your friends were just listening to this call, including your boss and your mommy.
This girl is everything.
Dude, my mother just texted. Oh, my. She just texted.
I know. She texted me, too. It's awesome.
God.
You still had it coming.
Oh, did you get scared?
You got my boss, too? Why?
Oh, you're a mushy-washy texting you.
That's funny. Yep.
I'm going to do it till you come home.
You guys are
going
to
do it all night long.
All right.
I'm going to have all your friends do it to you, too.
All right, stop. I got four texts right now. Stop.
Stop.
I love her. I don't think she needs us for this call.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.